Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody? And welcome to the Zurian Show. Ladies and gentlemen, there's always something that goes wrong, no matter what the heck is going on. It's always something where we think we've got it all lined up, and then we realize that we don't have it all lined up because we forgot that one little detail that threw everything in the toilet. And today that happened with the earlier show that we were supposed to do, but that's irrelevant. We're moving forward, and it doesn't matter about the past. All that matters is the present. Today is Sunday. And I hope everybody's having a great Sunday and a great day, and that all the things that you want to happen are happening for you, and that you're living your life to the fullest and all of the above. Because guess what? Today is a great day. Why is it a great day? Because you're here. You're here now. You're with us now, and you're able to prosper and move forward with your life. Now, in order to prosper and move forward with your life, of course, the first thing you have to have is the right attitude. The right mental attitude, the right spiritual attitude. You got to have a body that's actually able to function, all right? And most importantly, you have to have a mind and a spirit. That mind and the spirit, with that, you can conquer all things. So, with no further ado, let's go all into today's show. Today is Sunday. Sunday is a great day. Why is it a great day? Again, it's a great day because it's another day that we have to be here on planet Earth. That we have to share, to develop, to grow, and to mature into the things that we want to do. Sunday for most people is a day of worship, okay? For others, it's a day of rest. For others, then again, it's just the day before we start the week and have to start that new work week off. Sunday for a lot of people, though, as I was saying before, is a day of worship. It's a day of worship. It's a day of renewal. It's a day of rejuvenation. You know, it's a day of joy. It is a day of thanks. It's a day of growth. And it's a day of doing things good or starting on your day to do things good. For those of you that are into the Catholic and Baptist religion, you're going to church today and you're hearing through your pastor, priest, or minister, you know, his understanding of the world and goodness and his interpretation of the Bible. And you know, the reason that you're a part of that particular group is because for whatever reason you feel as though that particular congregation or that particular minister or whatever his title is a person that can guide you to where you want to be in a spiritual mindset. Okay, great, fantastic. The fact that you got up, the fact that you went to church, the fact that you're thinking positive thoughts and you're trying to do positive things is a beautiful thing. However, those positive thoughts, those positive views, those positive actions, and all of the above need to become a part of your everyday life. They need to become something that's not just something you do on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It needs to be something that you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday all over again, day after day, repeatedly. All right? None of us are going to get that ultimate payoff that we seem to say that we want by being part-time good. We need to try to be full-time good as much as we possibly can. We also need to go ahead and take the greatness that's within us and take that knowledge, that experience, and all of those other things and wrap them up into that big package that becomes us. I have a question for everybody. Let's say that your real reason for being created, your reason for being on this earth was to be the person that cures cancer. However, you don't live up to that particular goal. You don't do what you were actually meant to be. I thought that we were all meant to be the best people that we can be, and we were all supposed to live up to our potential, and if greatness is within us all, then that means that everybody here is supposed to be able to do something great. No matter how small that great thing may be, we need to do our part and live up to our dreams and live up to sometimes the dreams that we haven't even realized are there. So, here's my question. If you don't live up to your dreams, if you don't become that person that you were meant to become, and in this case we're talking about the person that cures cancer, do you still get to heaven? Do you still get to go up there with the all high because you didn't meet your requirement? You didn't do your job. If that was your job and your reason for existence, yet you didn't do it, then isn't that a problem? I kind of think it is. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to reevaluate your life. I want you to reevaluate everything that everybody else has told you, including me, and I want you to look at the things that I'm talking to you about, with a positive mind, a positive outlook, understanding that you are here to do great things and that you can do great things. However, sometimes we have to let go of the limiting beliefs and limiting practices in which we have decided to adopt. And sometimes we need to listen to the people that are sharing information with us and telling us what we should do or what we can't do or what we can do, and really evaluate to the fact of, is that true? Or are we just agreeing with that person because it's easy? It's the easy way out. It's the way for us to just, you know, write it off and go, well, pastor such and such or sister who's it or brother whatever told me that I'll never amount to anything. And look at all of the different people that have created great things and done great things who were told that they would never do anything. All of the people who stepped outside of their box and they've actually created a world that's a better place for you. So if our true goal through going to, you know, places of worship and things like that are to become greater people, then why aren't we? What's holding us back? What's keeping us from doing the thing that we need to do? So if you're also looking to make this a better world and you're looking to make this a better place for everybody, then what parts are you playing in this story? You know, what things are you doing on the list that I already talked about, which was rejuvenation, reinvention, good, and all of that? What are the things that you're doing to contribute to those things? What are you doing to make that list of things true for you if you truly believe in giving of yourself, if you truly believe in doing positive things, if you truly believe that, you know, by your actions you're going to go to work? You're going to go to work with your actions and you're going to end up going to that place up high. You know, a long time ago I read a book about the incarnations of good and evil. And it was written by a gentleman by the name of Piers Anthony. And in that book, it talked about the different positions of that we experience, or the different things or incarnations being jobs or appointments, and different people, you know, or different entities get to play out these particular tasks. Except for the two primary tasks. The two primary tasks were the first incarnations. And the first incarnations were good and evil. All right? Good being God and evil being the devil. But that all of the other incarnations, for the most part, you know, unless the original incarnation decided to give it up, were appointments. So a person was appointed as the person that took care of death. A person was appointed that was the person that took care of nature. You know, Mother Nature was a person. The entities of the skein, you know, the life skein, as into whose thread gets cut and whose thread doesn't get cut and all of that stuff. That was actually three positions. You know, that was the present, that was the past, and that was the future. But that person was actually kind of one. It was really three entities living in one person, and those three entities could be any one at any time. And it was really a very interesting book, how Piers Anthony actually took the incarnations. And he wrote different books about each of the incarnations, like time, Kronos. Kronos was the incarnation of time. You know, Clothos. Clothos, I believe, was death. But there were different incarnations that actually held these positions. And I thought that it was really fascinating. You know, perfect example, Kronos. Since he was the person that was the entity of time, he actually lived backwards. He didn't live forwards. So Kronos didn't go from his birth to death. His service or his time doing his job was from death until he became a baby. But anyway, it's an interesting book if you ever want to look at it. But in that book, when a person died, their soul was put on a scale, you know, kind of like the scales of justice. And basically, each particular soul was kind of like a bubble. And in that bubble, you know, the bubble was placed on top of the scale, and the scale was balanced off with a neutral balance. And if the scale lifted when you put the soul or the bubble of the soul on the scale, then it went up. And if it went up, then that meant that that particular person had been good, all right? Their soul was light. So since their soul was light, that person went to what we would call heaven. However, if that person's soul was heavy, then that person's soul would not go to heaven. It would go the other way. It would go to hell. And that's an interesting way of looking at the balance of each and every person's actions. You know, what dictates or which way your particular soul is going to go. Are you heavy and burdened by the things that you've done in life, the things that you've done in the past, and the things that you haven't done? Because remember, we're not only judged for what we do, we are also judged for what we don't do, especially if what we didn't do was something that we should have done because it was the right thing or the good thing to do. So that's another way of looking at it that's a little different from the way that most of us look at it. But anyway, my question is, what are you doing in your life to make it a positive life? What are you doing to contribute to the world at hand? What are you doing to give back? What are you doing to grow? Are the people that you're listening to and is the guidance that you're getting the right guidance? Is that the guidance that's going to further you to your goal of, you know, why you're going to church to get goodness and the good information? Or is it actually teetering you more towards the darker side of things to where you're not going to go to heaven? You're going to go the other way. Because just understand that when you go, that's because you've passed. Your book is closed. Your story is over. There is no more writing on your script. Your script is over. That story is done. Your chapters are all closed. What I'm saying to you right now is that everybody has a chance to change their story. Everybody has a chance to develop, to grow, to mature, and to become the person that we need to become and to live up to the reasons and to live up to the purpose that we were put here on this earth in the first place. But that is only going to happen through actions. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that you go to church is irrelevant if your heart and your soul are not in the church, if your spirit is not in the church or in the spirit of what it's supposed to signify. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how much money you put in the collection plate. It doesn't matter how many good things you say about Pastor Who's It and Sister What's It and Brother Whom It. It doesn't matter. What matters is your actions. What matters is your state of mind, what's actually in your heart. I can't see that. All right? Let's look at an actor. There are actors that are very good, and some of us are very good at making people think that we're a certain thing that we're not. However, in our soul, we know that we're not. When you watch an actor like Denzel Washington, or you watch some of the great actors that have passed through their jobs, while you're watching that show, you want to cry, or you want to laugh, or you feel for that particular person. Even when they did silent movies, some of those actors were so impressionable, all right? Their expressions, their mannerisms, their voice, their tonality, all of those things were so impressive and so believable that we believed that those things were real. But in reality, those things weren't real. In reality, it was all a fantasy. In reality, that person was an actor. They were doing whatever they needed to do to fit the script, and we believed that it was real. However, the guy that played King Henry VIII. King Henry VIII died hundreds of years ago, but the person that was watching it made you believe that he was King Henry VIII. The person that played Jesus or the person that played Othello or what have you, they made you believe and perceive that what they were doing was correct, that it was actually that time, that they were going through it, that they made those decisions. But we all know that they didn't make those decisions. Those people weren't alive at that time. Every day we need to guard our minds, we need to guard our hearts, we need to guard our souls, and we need to try to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do to make this world a better place and make ourselves a better place so that we continue to grow and expand to the point that one day we have grown and expand so much that we're at the point where we want to explode. And how do we not explode? This is how we not explode. This is how we keep from exploding. We give that love. We give that expression. We give that joy. We share that knowledge, all right? We help a person get from A to B, knowing that up after that, that's all that we can do. The rest is up to them. The rest is up to them as to whether they're going to be a powerful force or a negative force. The rest is up to them as to whether they're going to do good with what we've given them. It's just like your children. You can only do so much for your children. The rest is actually up to your children. You know, you can guide a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That horse has to want to drink. It has to feel that it's thirsty. It has to. It's just like a person. A person has to have hunger. All right, I can give you all the tools in the world for success, but if you're not willing to do the things necessary to bring that success to light, guess what? You're never going to experience success. You're never going to have success. You've got to want it in your soul, in your heart, in your spirit, and then you have to do the proper actions that are going to put you in the position where now you can take it on. You can handle it. Understand that every time that you fail, you actually succeed. Why do you succeed? You succeed because of the fact that in that failure, there are lessons. It might be a little tiny, small lesson, but that's a lesson that if you learn it, is going to help you get a little bit further the next time you try. It's going to help you step into the next line. It's going to help you step up to that next challenge. It's going to help you grow. And here's another thing. Ladies and gentlemen, as we grow, as we mature, as we start to develop, you also need to bring other people with you. You also need to find somebody that's of like mind and keep a positive spirit. And, again, guard yourself, because sometimes people are positive and they have a positive thought, but they may take a negative route to it. You need to watch that you don't cross the line. You need to watch that you stay in your path. Understand that there's times you're going to have to step off the path, but that's because you have to step off the path because you need to get out of the way of something else. And then guess what? Once that thing has passed, you can step right back on your path. That also doesn't mean that you need to stop going forward as you go back, as you go. Now, mind you, there may be times, there may be occasions where you do need to step back, where you do need to regroup, where you do need to reevaluate and look at the things that you've looked at and see them for what they are, because you may have believed that they were one thing and then find that they are not. But that's called learning. That's called developing. That's called growing. That's called making yourself a better person. Here's another thing. I have a lot of role models. I have a lot of people that I try to follow. One is Jim Rohn. Another one is Brian Tracy. All right. Another one is Anthony Robbins. There's a whole bunch of different people that have said things and have done things that have helped me grow. Now, why do I listen to these people? Because these people have been places I'm still trying to go. And by listening to them, guess what? It saves me the steps that they had to take and failed at by me knowing what those steps were so that I can move forward in a positive way by doing actions that are already been proven. They've already been shown that they work and that they're pliable and that they're appliable and that they can be done. Anyway, we're all a work in progress. I'm a constant work in progress. Trust me, my wife constantly corrects me on different things that I do, and I thank her for them, okay? I don't have a problem with being wrong. I just have a problem with people doing it in the wrong, about being corrected. I don't have a problem with being wrong. I just have a problem with people correcting me in the wrong way. And the wrong way is that if I come to you with respect, you should come to me with respect. If you can't come to me with respect, then maybe I should not deal with you, because there's no need for anybody to ever disrespect another person unless that person has crossed the line. But anyway, let's go back. Ladies and gentlemen, again, there's nothing that's going to get you into heaven except your acts and actions. Your acts and actions are what's going to get you there. Sitting someplace in a crowded room with people that are of like mind and like mind or sing a song that you like is not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to help you to develop. It's not going to help you to grow. Matter of fact, it's going to keep you stagnant, because what happens is now you've surrounded yourself with something called yes men and women, and those yes men and women are not going to help you. Why? Because they're just going to keep saying yes. You're doing the wrong things, but they're still saying yes. You're doing things that are counterproductive, but they're still saying yes. You're doing things that are not helping you or anybody, may just be helping them, and they're still saying yes, knowing that they should be saying no. All right, or feeling that they want to be part of some particular clique or some particular group or some other reason that I can't even fathom and really don't want to fathom, because it would just probably piss me off. Anyway, sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, today is your day. Make the best of it. All right? Do the things that you need to do to get you where you need to get. All right? But do them with honor. Do them with respect. Do them knowing that you're doing them for all the right reasons and not the wrong. Understand that you're going to make mistakes, that you're going to have trials, that different things in your life are going to happen. But as you have those things happen and as you go through them, you'll become a better person. Why? Because, again, you'll develop and you'll grow into the person that you were meant to be. again, it really bothers me the fact that, you know, you may have been put here on this earth for a special reason, and yet you're not living up to it. And why? Because you're scared? What are you scared of? The ultimate price is going to be paid by everybody. That ultimate price is death. So that means if you can't escape death, then that means you ought to embrace it. I'm not saying in your life early. What I'm saying is live your life so that when death comes, you've done those things that you wanted to do. You've contributed to the world. You've contributed to yourself. You've created a better environment for everyone, including your own. You're somebody that's going to be looked at and remembered and looked upon as a person that did great things and was a great person, instead of somebody that just faded away like the end of the day, like a shadow. Don't be a shadow. Be the thing that you were meant to be. Become what you were meant to become. And what are you meant? What were you meant to become? You were meant to become great. You were meant to become a much bigger person than you're probably experiencing. Understand that no church can give you that. No minister can give you that. All right? That's something that you have to have in your heart and your soul, and you have to feel it with every part of your being. All right? You also need to keep your mind open. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you have a degree. I don't care if you, you know, have been done a million things. What I care about is that you're constantly growing, because once you stop learning, you stop growing. Turn your car into a rolling university. All right? Average person, 550 to 1,000 hours of driving every day. How about popping a book on tape in there that's going to teach you a language? How about popping a book on tape in there that's going to teach you about relationships, positive things, about business, about other things that you may need to know, other things that you don't know? Pick up a subject that you know nothing about. Throw that in there and start to learn about things that are outside of your world so that you can grow and expand, so that you can become a very interesting person to talk to. You know, a lot of times when I go out, I'm in different clubs, different organizations, things like that, and a lot of times I go out and I try to have conversations with people, and I realize that the only thing that this guy can talk to me about is work. The only thing that this guy can talk to me about is sports. And let's be honest, I really don't give a crap about sports. Ladies and gentlemen, I will play any sport that you want to play. You call me up and you say, Zurian, I want to play baseball, football, basketball. By God, I'll even try hockey. And I will play it with you. But if you call me up and you say, Zurian, let's go watch a basketball, football, or whatever game, I'm probably going to say no thank you. Take somebody else that's going to enjoy it. Why? Because I want to live life. I don't want to experience it through somebody else's eyes and live their fantasy. You want to play basketball? I don't care how bad a basketball player you are. Get out there and play basketball. All right? Also, you're getting something from it. You're getting cardiovascular strength. You're learning a little bit more about your body. You're learning about the art of basketball or the game of basketball, and you're applying it, and especially if you've got kids or children or anything like that. Ladies, all right, getting your nails done is a beautiful thing, but putting all those chemicals on you is doing what for you? Getting your hair done is a beautiful thing, but putting all those chemicals on you is doing what? Is it giving you quality time? Is it growing your relationships? Is it making you a better person as a whole? If it's not, let it go. All right, first off, let me explain something to you. Most of us guys, we really don't care. We really don't care. As long as you're clean, as long as you're happy, and as long as you're in love with us, we're as happy as we can possibly be. All that other stuff is for you. It's really not for us, because we don't really give a crap. Okay? And it's not that we don't care about you. It's that we really don't care about the makeup. It's fake, all right? When you wake up in the morning, that's you. When you go to bed at night, that's you. If you have to wipe it off, guess what? It's not you. If it wipes off, it's not you. It's something else. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please, let's look at broadening our lives. Let's look at becoming better people. Let's do things that are going to get us into heaven. And when you go, you're in an express train going, you're in the bullet train going to heaven. Let's not be in that slow conquer that's maybe going to get us there and it's maybe not going to get us there. Let's do things that are going to broaden our minds, broaden our hearts. Let's work on our relationships. Let's become a better person. Let's become that person that we always dreamed that we should have been. Let's step out and do the things that we need to do to grow and mature and make us what we were meant to be. I don't really think that that's a lot to ask. I think that that's something that you were put here to do anyway. So let's follow the path and do the things that we needed to do. Let's understand that we are always growing. We are always developing. We are always maturing. Let's go ahead and live our dreams. Let's go ahead and get rid of the limited thoughts and thought patterns that totally corrupt our minds and our bodies. Let's step away. Maybe your job isn't the job that you're supposed to be doing. It's just the job that you're doing. Most people that go to college, when you graduate, you're not doing what you went to school for in the first place. What is your dream? What is your passion? What are you really worth? Let's put it that way. What are you really worth? Are you here to live somebody else's dreams, or are you here to live yours? And if you were to live your dreams, what would your life be like? Visualize that for a second. Look at the world and look at it through the fact that you already had the things that you wanted to have. You're already doing the things that you wanted to do. All right? You're already able to give people that you love and want to help the things that you want to help them and give them. Let's look at this in a positive way, and let's take a few moments every day to think of where we want to be, and then every day let's do one or two things to get us there. Every day let's do one or two things to put us in the position where we can live the life we always wanted to live, that we could do the things we always wanted to do. Because guess what? Everybody's got an excuse. Everybody's got a reason why they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Here's the thing. Everybody that's doing that knows it's bullcrap. You're not lying to anybody but yourself. You're not hurting anybody but yourself. You're not really stealing anything from anybody but you. And guess what? While you're doing that, you're also stealing from every other person that you care about and every other person that's going to do you good. Tell your kids you love them. Tell your wives or husbands or grandparents or parents or friends that you truly care about, thank you, and tell them that you love them, and tell them what they've done for you, all right? And try to be reciprocal. Make a phone call. Take a few minutes and call that person that you haven't talked to in a while. It doesn't matter if they don't call you back. You know you called them. You know you stepped out of your comfort zone and did what you needed to do, and make that your comfort zone. Be all that you can possibly be and live up to your dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, take steps into places that you've never taken steps into. Give trust to people that you may have never trusted before. Why? Because you just didn't have a reason to. And guess what? If they don't do what they need to do, now you know that that's somebody that you shouldn't trust. I'm not saying it's somebody that gives you a funny feeling, trust them. I'm saying don't disqualify a person with no reason, no bad feeling, just because you do. Distrust them or what have you. Live a life worth living. Live a life that other people look back on and go, wow. Not a life that other people go back on and go, what? You know, be the person that you were meant to be. Live your dreams. Understand that you have a mission and a purpose in life, and that mission and purpose in life is for great things to happen. You could be the person that cures cancer, and that's a disease that really needs to be cured. But if you won't step out of your comfort zone, we may never experience that cure. All right? We may never experience that cure. That thing may have never happened. Please understand that Edison invented the light bulb. Well, guess what? Edison invented the light bulb because maybe two or three people that should have done it before him didn't step forward. So we know Thomas Edison. What are you capable of doing? What's the great thing that you could do that we can go back and go, hey, Nancy Johnson discovered whatever, the cure for cancer, or this is the person that put us on our way. It's in you have it. All you have to do is do the things that you know are necessary. Again, ladies and gentlemen, let's step out. Let's do some things that we haven't done, and let's become the people that we were meant to be. Let's stop living a life based on fear. Let's stop living a life based on somebody else's thoughts and start living a life based on the thoughts, the dreams, and the hopes that we have. And while we're doing that, we'll be able to help other people. Let's be mentors to those people that need mentors. Let's be guides to those people that need guides. Let's teach a village how to fish, instead of giving a village a fish. Let's help people on their way to do the things that they need to do. Let's become more than we are and become what we were meant to be. And what we were meant to be is great. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and you guys have a great day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every day is your day. Live your life. Live your dreams. Thank you very much. Have a great day. And a great life.